AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two oil tankers were damaged near the Persian Gulf.
It is the assessment of the United States government that the Islamic Republic of Iran is responsible for the attacks that occurred in the Gulf of Oman today.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security.
Foreign Minister Zarif may think this is funny, but no one else in the world does. Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted.
At the State Department, Pompeo didn't give specifics, but said the United States will defend its forces and interest in the region. Comments from President Trump about international interference is getting criticism from both parties. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says he might not necessarily tell the FBI if a foreign power offered political dirt on an opponent.
There's nothing wrong with listening.
Democratic reaction to his interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos was swift.
That's an assault on our democracy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president doesn't know right from wrong. Even GOP allies like Lindsey Graham, who usually steer clear of criticizing him, say the president's answer as to whether he'd accept foreign help should have been no.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Memphis say Brandon Weber was shot and killed by federal marshals who were trying to arrest him on multiple felony warrants. The shooting prompted angry reactions in his neighborhood. 25 officers were injured in Memphis. In New York, Cuba Gooding Jr. smiled and waved when he turned himself into police. The actor is accused of groping a woman at a New York City night spot. Gooding's lawyer says security video will exonerate his client. Prosecutors dropped all criminal charges against 8 people in the Flint water scandal, including Michigan's former health director, Nick Lyon, and they pledged to start the investigation from scratch. Lyon was charged with involuntary manslaughter. This is AP Radio News. An update on the condition of a former baseball star.
The wife of the former Boston Red Sox star known as Big Poppy, David Ortiz, says her husband remains in guarded condition at a Boston hospital and continues to heal and make progress. Tiffany Ortiz released a statement through the Red Sox, and she thanked the man who drove Ortiz to the hospital after he was attacked and shot in his native Dominican Republic. She also thanked the medical team in the Dominican Republic who took care of him before he was moved to Boston. 6 people have been detained in connection with the shooting. One of the suspects being sought in the shooting is believed to be a man wanted by Pennsylvania authorities on a similar charge of attempted homicide. I'm Jennifer King.
The parade in St. Louis for the Stanley Cup champion Blues will be Saturday. Blues fan Layla Anderson, an 11-year-old battling a rare immune disease, was at the cup-clinching game in Boston last night.
I don't know if I'm the lucky charm, but if it just means I need to show up big games, count me in.
Layla Anderson was on the ice last night to celebrate with the team when they lifted the trophy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.